Well, of course, you're going to meet with people that want your assistance, because that's what we do if they want to do a project by themselves. So how about this? Direct staff to... Let me pull up the motion.
Alderwoman, I just want to remind you, that's how we got to where we are. Because somebody else over there said they needed help. So all I'm asking for is a...
Well, just like if someone comes in and wants to get a permit for something, we work with them. So if someone comes in and says, I want to do this drainage project, we would work with them. I'm not saying yes to go knock on everyone's door.
Do we need to have a council action, or do you just want to work with Glenn with the understanding that this isn't the name?
No, I want to put a motion on, because this has been going on far too long, and I want a motion on the record so there's some clear direction.
So all I'm going to ask is, you and I have been through this, so make it as short and concise as you can so that there is no question.
Well, sometimes short and concise sometimes leaves too much room for interpretation.
Well, we've been through this, so there you go.
So I want to direct staff to meet with LMSD specific to the open drainage and standing water concerns for the larger Rawson Homes area, specifically the 36th Street area, for possible funding, comments, and or suggestions that could improve the conditions and address residents' ditch drainage concerns, and to further direct staff to approve or work with variance requests by individual homeowners that wish to alleviate the issue on their own, and look into the resurfacing of the slope drainage between Madison and Missouri. That's something that the city...
On 36th Street.
On 36th Street.
On the east side.
Yeah. That's my motion.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Alderman Barber.
I guess I just... You're just talking about the east side of 36th,
yeah,
right?
And working with individual owners, homeowners that would come in that want to do it on their own. The project that I'm looking for to have an overall solution and talking with MMSD is only the east side of 36th Street, which was the original project 5 years ago, before it got into this larger project.
Because on the west side, there's also someone willing to pay $5,000, and just kind of kitty corner, there's someone that's willing to pay $10,000.
Right, and if they want to come in and get a permit and get an approval and they want to pay for it, then they can do that. I mean, that's just like if you want to come in and build a garage, you come into the city and say, I want to do this, and they give you the direction on what you can and can't do. That's no different than anything else. But this area specific to 36th Street on the east side is the area that's been asking for an overall, but it may end up being individual ones, because there might not be any assistance, there might not be any solution, there might not be any answers, but I'm just asking them to work with them and look at that side in specific, because that's where this whole thing started off.
Alderman Mayer.
So, Glenn, a question for Glenn. Obviously, water needs a place to go when we put drainage in. Do you have a plan that would work for this water so it's not going to come and end up causing a bigger problem downstream?
I think most rain, large significant rain events, it has a tough time just getting across 36th Street, so it tends to back up in that area. And we've discussed some possibilities with MMSD being able to maybe make that larger and allow more, at least room for water to get down there. But it's a flat area. It's a flat area. So, and I don't necessarily know that it's necessarily the rain events that where the people have a problem. It's the days after. It just doesn't get out of there. It's during the summertime. Water just sits there, and then people can't mow it. It just kind of gets away from people and becomes a muggy marsh. And it's just, I think it's not necessarily the rain events that cause the problems. It's the long-term after the facts.
Okay. So you're comfortable with just that portion of it?
Keep looking at it. We've been trying to be creative on different ways to skin this cat. So.
Okay.
Alderman Dandridge.
So the individuals that want to have the work done can afford it and will do it. What kind of an effect is it going to have on the adjacent properties, property owners?
I think that's been our concern, is you can't really solve it without affecting the entire. Because if you put a deep pipe in to carry the water, well, now you have to go downstream and downstream and downstream. So, you know, there's a lot of, or there's some no's and non-responses at the downstream end. So you got to work around those and be creative.
City Attorney.
I picture a block. I picture a drainage ditch in front of 15, 18 houses. I picture a brand new drainage ditch, and it's on an incline, so when it rains, the water runs downhill. Now apparently there's 15, 18 houses where the water backs up in some of them, and so the city will go house by house and work individually with people where they would each individually maybe dig out their ditch, and the neighbor won't, and how in any logical way whatsoever will this ever be productive?
That's right.
Maybe looking at the no's and the non-responses, look at the longtime city survey policy for special assessments, maybe 36th Street has a designed engineering, here's what's needed to clear out the drainage ditch, have it on an incline, whatever it takes with MMSD for the water to flow out, and then you do a special assessment project and have a public hearing. That works. I mean, physically, engineering-wise, it works. But just talking to individuals, you got plugged up here, open there, where's it going to go?
Submit to you, that's
more compliance.
Several years ago, it was costly.
The answer
but
is,
why do something that doesn't work? Why spend the time and money?
I don't think that was my intent in my motion.
Well, the other thing that people don't recognize is there is no downhill here. There's clay and here, but no down. All their own well.
Well, it's part of the problem. It is fairly flat, and you have to create that, and that was why my motion said to direct them to work with MSD to find a solution for that side of the street.
But if it's not all the lots, how is it going to work? And engineering should come up with a solution, and if there ain't none, there ain't none. It's engineering situation.
Well, I guess the intent was if you're going to go to MMSD and ask them there for a solution and they come back and say you need to have everybody on board and then you go to everybody on there and say this is the solution, what do you want to do? And they say, yeah, we want to do it, then you're good. And if they don't, then you don't. That's pretty simple, you know. Well, and then
city has a policy since 1992 on taking surveys. Prior to 1992, there were no surveys, and part of the policy is Common Council ultimately decides.
And the problem is,
and if it's a life and health and safety situation, you know, where do the survey results fit into?
Okay.
The problem is it was supposed to be a survey for 36th Street, and it ended up being this big, complicated situation. So go back and do the survey on 36th Street that it was intended, and then we'll have a survey.
But we don't have the information that we need to accurately. It's a circular argument. There is a motion on the floor, but I'm going to propose a different one. Motion to direct staff. This is my suggested motion. Motion to direct engineering staff to prepare a plan to solve the drainage problem on 36th Street and do so within the next, before January 1st, January 31st, and come back to the council on how to proceed. How's that sound, Glenn?
Try it.
As opposed to working with individuals and all that. Just get a plan. Alderman Taylor.
I just am scratching my head, literally, on how this has lasted 5 years. I mean, I know this has. Mm-hmm. This has been going on forever, mm-hmm. Okay? I don't know how it got into this disaster that's in front of us of every color under the rainbow except for purple, because that's the only one that's missing is purple. Actually, there's a dark navy blue. But I don't understand why this is taking forever, number one. Number two, if you take a look that, yes, there's some no responses. There's one no. I mean, are you ever going to get anybody 100%? No. So the reality is either A, you you come up with a plan, and that could be going to MMSD. I'm not saying the mayor's motion is a bad idea, you know, but working with maybe having staff work with MMSD to come up with the plan so that way they're involved in it to see if there is any way of funding. Thanks, Leroy.
Leroy. Fired. Get out.
to come up with a plan to solve it, working with them. But at the end of the day, if you really want to solve this problem, it may be what the city attorney's kind of talking about is we have a survey, we have a special assessment, look at the numbers and make that decision, and not everybody's going to be happy because there's no way you're going to get everybody on board. I guarantee you some of those no responses are probably no's. And so then how do you have five or six no's? And then you can't just solve each. There's no way. No way you can solve just this house and then skip three and solve this house. That's just not going to work. And I've had this problem to the south of Kayla's Grove, Franklin Woods. That is a horrendous drainage issue, and we have gone and done things that could solve general problems like big culverts. I mean, there's Bennett and Romeis worked hard to get us where we are today. Should have never been developed, you know, but that's the reality. It's there. I just think that we have to get to a point soon and end this so people know what's going to happen. But I don't think you're ever going to get everybody on board, and you can't solve just five of the 18. So this body's going to have to make a decision at some point. Either A, we're going to do it, or B, it's never going to come before us again. I mean, that's just my thought. I mean, you're the alderman of the district, but I want this to be over with too, because 5 years is a long time for you to be dealing with this. And like I said, I have no clue how this cluster of colors even came about when it always was one street, and it just went well beyond that. I know the answer how it happened, but the reality is it should never happen. It just got way out of control, and now we have this mess.
I agree.
I'm okay with your suggested motion if you include the MSD portion in there. So, because I'd hate to miss an opportunity or suggestions, or you know, they've probably dealt with this in other neighborhoods and might have the solution for us. So, my thought is once that side of the street, if they can come up with one. And the other neighborhoods see that, and there's other people that are interested, then they can come forward with a survey and do another section. But I just would like to start with just the initial section. So I will withdraw my motion and put the alternate motion in place.
Barbara, withdraw
your second.
Alderman Mayor, you agree to withdraw your second?
I had second.
Mike.
And adding the MSD.
And the reason I didn't put MMSD in there is every time you enumerate something, it either locks you out or ties you to it. And just leaving it there is what they could have gone.
Consult with them. I didn't.
That's fine. It's fine. I don't have an issue, but that's why I didn't put it in, because they could have gone anyway. So anyway, is there a second?
Alderwoman.
Okay. Alderwoman Mayor.
I just want to confirm the date of it.
It is in.
It's in, yeah.
January 1st or January
31st?
31st. Believe me, this is consumed.
Right.
Thousands of hours already.
Yeah, 5 years. Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm wondering why we're waiting.
Takes time and they've got other things to do.
Right.
And this is not a simple solution. People, don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
This land is flat and it's clay. They're going to fix 36th Street, and right away there's going to be a problem on Madison. It's just the way it's going to be. You know it. I know it. Glenn knows it. So anyway.
It has a dumping area right there, so I disagree.
All those in favor of the motion,
aye.
Signify
aye.
Saying
aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, ordinance to
create. Be done by now. 11 items be an hour.
An ordinance to create a business park. There's some. This has been on the agenda a couple times. Who's going to do this, Joel?
Thank you. This item was tabled at the last meeting so I could have some discussions with Alderman Taylor. I proposed a couple small changes, one significant change to the definition for flex space. A very brief history is we're proposing this rezoning for this area for a business park to be as good or better than the existing business park. One of the issues with the existing business park warehouse, distribution, and storage as permitted uses. To make this business park better, I propose that it be a special use. Through discussion with staff, they pointed out numerous concerns. So then at the last minute, I proposed a change to create this new kind of use, because we're not using the SIC codes. We're using old-fashioned words, warehouse, distribution, manufacturing. I created a new use, new category, flex space.
13 for those scoring along.
So the intent with this flex space is it's something that's happening more often, and there's not a lot of definitions online for this, so I had to piecemeal a lot of stuff to get to what I have. It's a building that's going to be an empty shell. The person building that building probably doesn't know all the tenants, may not even know any of the tenants that are going in that building, other than it's going to probably have a warehouse, distribution, and storage component, and it could be a significant component. Again, I believe that that would probably not be a very well-received primary use for a building like this, so I tweaked that definition to say it has to, each tenant has to have an office component, but I don't state what percentage that has to be. And then everything else that's allowed within the business district would be allowed in that building. Talking with Alderman Taylor, addressing some concerns, came back and made these last changes that show up and highlighted on the council action sheet to make it clear that this new language will apply only along 27th Street, only along Oakwood, not to the rest of the business park, and this would have a cap of 25%. So once one of these buildings gets approved by the Common Council as a special use, it's still originally approved by the council as a special use. That Common Council approval, staff will recommend, articulate how much office warehouse distribution, if any, they want to have in that building. When that special use gets approved by the council, it probably will have this limit. And then after that point in time, as the person builds the building and gets tenants, if the amount of use of that building space-wise increases by more than 25%, for warehouse distribution and or storage in any combination with all the tenants, has to come back to the council. If they stay under 25%, it can continue to be approved as a permitted use by staff through the zoning compliances.
And that's going back to the initial approval. So number two or number three, they may do like 10% or 12%.
And
or
we will track that.
And then we know. So they're no big deal. But then eventually maybe the fifth person gets over that 25%, then it would come back to this body,
yep,
and then we'd have that conversation.
Yes. It's not perfect, because
right,
it could be that fifth person is a small tenant. And then he says, why do I have to come back to the council? I'm only a small guy. Well, we're going to let everybody know right away, but it's a compromise. And for a compromise, we're trying to take care of the bigger picture. It may not always address that small tenant, but it will be addressing the bigger picture that we don't want. It's my recommendation that I believe that we don't want too much warehouse distribution and storage.
Regarding what, you know, because I've talked to a couple, you know, one of the developers that's looking at doing something. The landowner showed up at the last council meeting, and you know, it's always nice in the beginning. Developers will tell you what you want to hear. You know, they put up the berm, they move the road, they do all the stuff necessary. But the reality still is what happens inside that building. Now, the standards, because we've been told higher standards, higher quality than the current one. Can you talk about, like, there's no outdoor storage, right? Like we have on Ryan Road, there's none of that. There is what the noise, the sound, that they have the same levels
as the rest of
the city. Can you go over the things where it's different, where it's held to a higher standard a little bit? And one of the reasons, you know, with higher standards is it's a higher quality building, which means more property tax revenue or property, you know, assessment, a higher assessment. So that's another thing we're requiring. But just what is, you know, not allowed? I mean, what we don't want, no way, shape, or form, is a bunch of trucks nonstop. I mean, no trucking terminals. I mean, these are not just warehouses that they're constantly 30, 40. These are not small trucking terminals. I mean, what's the normal business? How many do they do? A dozen, 10 to 12, something like that a day? You know, with light manufacturing or light industrial, whatever they're doing. What we don't want this to be is just all these mini, you know, truck terminals throughout where they're just pumping stuff around. That's never going to fly.
Yep.
Right?
So it's interesting putting this, because in the past with the existing business park, we only deal with it as business by business does an addition. Creating this new zoning district, you know, required me to look at all of the PDD 18, all of the protective covenants, all of the guidelines, three different levels. The PDD 18, clearly under the purview of the council. Protective covenants, CDA and business park. Guidelines, only the business park. So there's a difference right there. Right now, the new proposed business park, all of those standards would be under the purview of the city.
And then CDA.
Versus the CDA and the Business Park Association. Another big difference is the current business park has no special uses. Everything's permitted or not allowed at all. Nothing in between. So this new business park, like all the other zoning districts that we have, do have permitted, special, and then not allowed at all. The not allowed at all matches pretty closely with the existing business park. But we do have a lot of new categories that weren't articulated in the PDD 18 that would be, some are permitted, but many of them are special. And then a couple of them are also not allowed. So clearly the obvious ones not allowed would be the same, the truck terminal, heavy manufacturing, junkyards, those kinds of things clearly would not be allowed and aren't allowed in PDD 18. Other differences, again, going back to these standards, PDD 18 has very few standards. For instance, it has no parking standards. How many parking spaces? We're going to go back to the UDO. We're going to use the UDO standards. Has no landscaping. Landscaping standards, none in the landscaping plan is required in PDD 18, but doesn't say any standards. Protective covenants gives only a few standards, and then everything else is in the guidelines. For the new PDD or the new business park, everything would be following our city standards for landscaping. The architecture for all these buildings, it's, again, same situation, PDD 18. Nothing in PDD 18 for architecture. Some in protective covenants. Most of it's in the guidelines. For the new district, it's all set out, but it's a hybrid. For along 27th Street, the design standards is a hybrid between our normal standards and the 27th Street standards. I cherry-picked back and forth and came up with something in the middle. The rest of the business park is primarily the same as our normal standards for architecture. I did add a few things about building materials. So that's the big picture. It's just the zoning district and the design guidelines. We didn't talk about the more technical stuff. I didn't think you guys would be interested. Lot sizes and setbacks and
that's
stuff.
That's fine. Now, there's nothing that, you know, we talked about, and it's, I think it's in there somewhere, at the last meeting, that there is the Wendt property. It's 40 acres. It's on the far west on Oakwood Road. And, you know, I've talked to the broker last week. There's nothing that prevents residential from happening within there. They just have to come here for a special use, correct? Is that what they would have to do, or rezoning, or how would that work? Because, you know, that was a concern.
They would have to do a rezoning and a land division, right? Either a CSM or a subdivision plan.
Okay. That's permitted. That would just have to come through what, plan commission and council.
Yep. And so they would be asking to be removed from the PDD 18,
yeah,
rezoned to residential with a CSM or a subdivision plat at the same time, so that the rezoning would match the new parcels.
There should be a purchase offer here soon on that. And I mean, I think it's important why we lay this stuff out, and it's on the record. And that is because, before I was involved, I said at the last meeting, before I was involved, these were promises that the city made to the people in that area. And the mayor made the comment at the meeting May of last year on this parcel, on this interstate, this MAR property, of higher standards than the current one. I think we can now go back to all those people and say, these are higher standards. You can see the things that we're doing that is different. And the reason why I think Oakwood and 27th should be treated differently than the rest is there's no, you know, 27th Street is obviously, that's our gateway. That's where it's very important how that looks. Oakwood Road, you do have a large, you know, residential to the north. They obviously have concerns. When we first started talking about this, well before I was here, there was only a few homes. Now you have subdivision there. Hidden Oaks is a very nice subdivision, very decent priced homes for sure. I think we're only talking about three parcels, the Wendt, the MAR, which one of them is being looked at now, and then the corner one, which is going to be something they're holding off on that's huge, because they're probably wanting about $4 million for that piece of land right there, based on what they're looking, what they've told me. So you're not going to have something small there. So I think it's important that we, you know, at least lay out how, you know, the promises that were made to the residents in that area and to the city as a whole, we're actually fulfilling. So that's important. I'll make a motion to adopt this. I'm comfortable. I appreciate the work that staff's done to meet my concerns and the concerns of the residents. And so that's my motion.
I'll second.
I'll second.
As per the council action sheet, yes.
Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Mayor.
I'm probably going to abstain on this. I've had some questions come up, and I need a little bit more information because I wasn't privy to some of the other discussions on this, so it's a pretty new concept. I do have a question for Mrs. Deedle about the design concept that is included in the package for plan. It's the concept for Plan D. How doable do you think that is given the requirements of state and federal laws on resource features?
What page are you talking about?
It's the design concept plan that's listed.
Design guidelines?
No, there's a concept plan that's listed in as Part D in the it's on page 5, the conceptual development plan, Exhibit D. It's on page 43 or page 5 of the document.
Yeah, the map was only for reference purposes. I wanted to be able to show the area, and I wanted to be able to show just what theoretically could be done there. It was from a previous effort that's no longer on the table, but I do believe I needed to have some exhibits, some maps to show this area and to give everybody an idea of what theoretically could be happening out there.
Yeah, I guess
so from this point forward, those efforts to create that proposal, we're not talking about putting out streets. We're not talking about putting out utilities, stormwater management. All of those now will have to be separate conversations by the council and then direct staff to proceed from there.
So how doable? Because this is part, this Exhibit D is part of this document.
Yep. So that's why it's only conceptual, because everything will now have to come back.
So I guess I disagree with the conceptual design. So I'll just abstain on this for now.
I'm going to make this point. You know, we've been.
You don't need to beat me up. I can have my opinion. We can move on.
Oh, did I give up First Amendment rights? I'm going to tell you that it's important for the business community to see a sign from this council. We've been talking about this. The business community to see a sign from this council.
Oh.
You've worked hard on this. Staff has worked tremendously hard about it. We've had lots of conversations with various developers. I would urge you all, if you're so inclined to vote yes or be on the fence, to vote yes and send a signal that this council will work with developers. This is a big deal. This is not something where if you got a trouble with a word, I'm just saying, been doing this for 3 years almost. Actually, we've been doing this since 2005. It's about time we do it. So thank you. I respect your opinion. You do what you want. I'm just saying, from all the conversations that Aaron's had and I've had with various developers and Alderman Taylor, I'm sure, too, they want to see a sign from us. Alderman Mayor.
Just so I'm clear, we're not talking any TIF at this point. We're not talking any city financing at this point. We're just talking about creating a business park as it.
No, only the zoning, nothing else. No TIF.
Okay.
What you meant to say was yes.
Yes, no TIF.
Correct. Yes, no. And the only caution I throw in is when we talked about this a year and a half or 2 years ago, whenever the big
November
meeting.
2014.
Whenever we talked about it, and then we had the meeting at the library and whatnot, it seemed to me, and this may be totally incorrect, and there may be justifications, but it seemed to me that we focused entirely on this project, and we let everything else in the city go. And we have limited staff. We have limited resources. We need to focus on the Franklin School District first. I know I'm a broken record. I want to remind everybody this is in the Oak Creek School District, and I'll support this, and we'll take it step by step. But my primary reservations then were that we focused everything there and nothing was happening here. So as long as I see things are happening here, I'll support that step by step. Thank you.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about history, we might as well a little bit, because the reality is, you know, the mayor and I ran against each other, and I had a focus on 76 and Rawson. We spent a long period of time working on trying to do this stadium deal, which now you have a much better project than was proposed then. But you're absolutely correct. There were three things brought to this council: Loomis, 76 and Rawson, and this. And this was where, without a doubt, from anybody looking, anybody who's been involved in the city of Franklin politics and government, that's where the main focus was. Now, the mayor may want to say, no, I had staff, you know, doing a third here, a third here, and a third here. I'll call BS on that, because the reality was that was the main focus. And it didn't go over so well. Didn't go over this well with this body. This body basically said, we're going to look at all three. You're not just getting this. You're going to look at, and you guys turned the ship to the direction we're at. If you wouldn't have, this business park would be, in my estimation, would probably be up and would running. We'd be spent $20 million, whatever, on putting in the roads and the street lighting and everything else, and there'd be zero, 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 zero going on 76 and Rawson. Not a thing, not one thing. That's the reality. But it was this council, and you all read the Business Journal article where many of us were quoted in that, four, and I wasn't one of them, four of the six aldermen went to the developer and said, how do we get you back here? And the only reason we have a shot there now is because it fell through in Oak Creek because of the land. So my thing is, this has always been, and the mayor's right, since 2005, this has always been a desire to do something. All this does is says we're starting to move in that direction. We're doing the boundaries, saying we're going to rezone. We're setting the table. I've told Aaron, this goes back to something Alderwoman Mayer said probably a year ago or so, is why are we, don't close out the TIF, or why aren't we looking at running, water down 27th Street? So I believe staff is taking a look. So that would be future decisions we make. Do we run sewer and water? Do we help continue to set the table? Because development is going to occur, and the further out we are along to help that out, the better. But it's not just building, the vision that is in one of these pages that says, here's what this road is. I mean, did the streets have names already? I don't even know.
Taylor Drive.
I don't think that was one of them. MLG was going to run the show. That didn't even go out to bid, but MLG was, running this, basically, running meetings. So I think what this does is says we're open for business. We definitely are prepared to act if we get development coming forward. I talked to the Interstate Partners people for a half an hour this evening on what we were doing. They seem to understand, and we proceed from here. But I think it's important that we do continue to move in this direction. But at the same time, we have a major, $100-plus million development that we're working on in Ballpark Commons, and nothing should take from that, because we're getting there. We have approvals yet to go, and DNR hurdles and stuff with the county. So there's still a lot of work there. We can't drop the ball, but this is just saying, hey, we've taken a step. We can continue to work on two things at once. The city attorney can work on a dozen at once. So we can rock and roll here. It's Franklin.
Alderman Will.
I have a question for Alderman Taylor. When did the PDD concept first come on the council agenda?
Alderman Taylor.
Oh, well, I want to say it was probably, on the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Was the last meeting?
No.
No, we had to do with the public hearings and things like that.
There was a request to work on.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the time frame was.
August 16th.
August 16th. And then you guys probably talked to me about this in June, maybe? What do you think? Because I've had a number of meetings with the owners of the Mar property and Interstate Partners since January with the residents, and they were making changes that would be acceptable to them, with berms and street moving the entrances and that. Glenn was in the meeting. I mean, we had a number of successful meetings, and we got to the point where I said, hey, this is going to be a goal. We got the neighbors on board. I'm satisfied. The developer's satisfied. And then you said, okay, we got to rezone, or we could do a PDD, and you told me to why we would do a PDD, to have more control, higher quality, all the things you heard Joel talk about is why that's the way to go. And so they started probably working on it in June, and that was after maybe...
But before the council, in June, I wasn't certainly involved in this in June.
No, we started working, but right. It came to the council in right. August to ask...
Officially ask permission to go to the public hearing and
right.
Permission.
Right,
right. And so I've been absent since about August, yeah. So I you know, I know the mayor, you want full support on this. I'm not saying I'm not supporting this. I just feel as if that there is a lot of information that I could be obtaining on this to get up to where everyone else on the council is at. Not that anything that I could avoid. Sorry. So I just wanted to make that point because the point was that we've been working on this for years and years, and obviously this PDD concept is fairly new in the last couple of months. So
we have PDDs all over this.
Right, but this one's a little bit different when you're talking about a business park area, and so I just wanted to make that point.
Just to remind everybody, the reason that nothing happened on either of the two areas, either Area D, which is what we're talking about here, or Area G, is because of the infamous, now famous, infamous two-page motion passed by this county council, which prohibited staff from doing anything on those two areas. So it is. Alderman Mayor.
I just want to confirm, this is a TIF district already.
Already, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when does it close? Or when is it?
Still got a few more years.
This would, 26. Must close in 2025. Since all of its project costs are currently paid for, it must initiate all additional project costs by June of 2020.
Motion on the floor. Roll call?
Sure.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Abstain.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no. I'm sorry. 1 abstention, no absent. Thank you all. It's good news for the city. Move on to item G6. This is an agreement. Actually, it's an open-ended agreement for emergency preemption equipment. Just allows the staff to go forward and negotiate.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, thank Mr. Liberta.
I just want to quickly for the city attorney make sure that he agrees that the portion of the contract that...
Any technical corrections by the city attorney?
Approved.
Thank you.
The city attorney read county contracts. County contracts basically say... City's paid for everything. That's what they say. They'll put them in. City's got to pay them. They repair them. City's got to pay them. That's it.
It also gives them the right to seek refund from accident or vandalism and then to submit that to us. But as long as that doesn't preclude our right to do it separately or our insurer's right because we're the owner.
Well,
I don't see that it does.
Then you're a third party that you're able to do that. Yeah, bottom line is the city's paying for everything.
Right.
Bottom line is this gives better protection and safety to our police and firefighters. It also gives marginally faster response to those people who need us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good program. Thank you, Sergeant. By the way,
it also gives more safety to our citizens that are
from getting absolutely.
Go. Just one
it's
point.
It's better all the way around.
Just one point. When we get done with this portion of the project, we'll only have 4 intersections left in the city that won't have it, which we're hoping to target for 2017. That's 76th and Rawson, and the reason we're not doing that one, even though it's an important one, is the county is going to do that under a county project next year at their cost. Loomis off-ramp at 76th Street, they'll be done in combination, even though that's a state. We wanted to do them at the same time. And then 27th and Puch, which I'm going to talk to Oak Creek about, sharing costs on that one. And then 27th and Taylor Drive, Oakwood. we'll also talk to Oak Creek about sharing costs on that one.
Motion on the floor to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item G7, an amendment for...
Motion to sign the amendment.
Thank
one.
You.
Second.
Discussion... For the record, it's an amendment to funding for the MMSD project in the 3rd Alderman.
36.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, an ordinance to amend 245 of the code.
So moved. Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And this is everything to do with the fact that the city's taken roads from Milwaukee
right.
County.
Exactly. Yep. Item, what is this, G9? Yep. Motion passes on G. I will say that officially. Under item G8, which is an ordinance to amend 245 of the Municipal Code, motion carries.
Yes.
G9, request, request for Public Works to buy a street sweeper.
Second. I second that.
That's $2,015. $16. And then we'll remove it from the capital budget for next year.
Good deal, right?
And authorization to release the funds.
Yep.
Long time waiting on that one.
Yeah, for the record, there is a new council action sheet at the places of the council members, which specifies the particular model number and the finance of the bid amount, which happens to be $41,850 as a successful bidder.
Yep.
And that goes to, what is this, Town of Mount Hope? Who is it, Glenn?
We'll actually pay the website.
But WisconsinSurplus.com.
Yes, sir.
All those in favor signify, all the room there.
What does this do to the 2017 budget?
This item is included in the recommended budget or the proposed budget. And since it's being purchased this year, we'll remove it from, we'll make a recommendation to modify the 2017 proposed budget to remove this item from.
From where?
From the capital outlay budget.
Of what department?
DPW.
Highway.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, approval of a job description for residential building inspector.
So moved.
Aye. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is the September.
Motion received, placed on file.
Second.
Again, I point out to my colleagues on the council to read the general fund paragraph on page 172. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item H, licenses. Alderman Taylor.
Motion. We have approve, hold for appearance, approve.
Okay, hold for approval is Stapleton.
So it's, number five. So it's approve, hold for appearance, approve.
Hold on, Stapleton. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I-1. Invoices. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with the ending date of October 27th, 2016, in the amount of $1,360,823.64. And payroll dated October 28th, 2016, in the amount of $390,239.99. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $448,378.62 plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll for November 11th in the amount estimated at $368,000. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $225,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax payments with an ending date of October 27th, 2016, the amount of $88.65. And release of State of Wisconsin interest payment in the amount of $260,974.81. And the release of library voucher payments upon the library board approval. And the release of various vendor payments not to exceed $164,554.23.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Or motion
so moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.